Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Kamed of Samar Dal, picking it up 12 lines down. Amar Mar. Zok the Heilig Gemar Amar Mar. It was stated previously, and we're now continuing with the Brice we were discussing yesterday. Yom Ashor Uganeva. Right? We wanted to say, let the Torah just say Shor Uganeva. You know, Shor, and then you don't have to tell me Chamor and other animals and Seh and all these things. Just say Shor Uganeva, and then I'd learn everything else out of it, and I'd be good to go, because Shor is known as a Prat, a specific thing. Geneva, because Shor is very specific, that type of animal. Geneva is a general principle. So then Shor Geneva goes from smaller to bigger, so it's Prat to Klal, and then we can extend it to other things as well. And then we'll know that Kefal applies there. Says the Gemara, Miksiv Shor Geneva. Does it say Shor Geneva? Is that the order of the Pasuk? It doesn't. Geneva v'Shor Hudachsiv. It says Geneva, which means the Klal, and then Shor, which is the Prat, and that minimizes it. And therefore, it would just tell you that you'd be chayv just for that particular thing, and therefore you'd have to write everything out. It says the Gemara, v'chi tema ilu nemer ka'amar. Maybe the Brice is just being theoretical, and it's telling you, if the Pasuk would have been done in that order, then we could have just brought these two words. We wouldn't need more. Can't be, because then the next part of the Brice doesn't make any sense. What's the next part? That it says, ilu nemer shor geneva, if it would have said shor first, which is prat, and then geneva, which is klal, Umimat says Amrit Ma Pratm first, but then could you have said, like the Brisa continues on and says, just like the Prat is Mefurish, the type of animal that can be brought on Mizbeach, right? So to any animal that can be brought on Mizbeach is going to be included, which is excluding other ones. But now there's a problem, because have a shore Prat, you know, shore is a Prat, Ugineva Klal, it's a Klal, and the Lacha is, the rule is, Prat to Klal, when you have a Prat and a Klal, Nasa Klal, most of all the Prat is coming to extend that Prat. It's including everything over here, but over here we see the Brice seems to be saying it's not like that. So for clearly it can't be, the Brice is saying what we want to do is if it would have said such a thing. So what's the other option? You want to say Elikidichsiv Kami? You want to say that they're saying, this Brice is talking about, let the Torah say only Shor and Aveda. And going according to the way the Pasuk has said, that Geneva Vishor, that it goes Geneva first and Shor, Mimat says Amir Akob Echlal, then could the Brice have then continued like it did and said that everything is included? Now it's a problem. Oma Prat Mefurish, or just like the Prat is specifically such a thing. So I'm going to include other things also. Havali Geneva Klal, but now if we're going in a particular order of the Pasuk, then Geneva ends up being a Klal. It's a general principle of saying stealing, nothing specific. Vishor Prat, then the Shor is specific. Klal Prat, now you have a Klal Prat. Ein Bechlal El Mashav Prat. And we know you only have in the Klal that which is in the Prat, and therefore it's zoning in and microscoping, not telescoping out. So Shor in, and Midi Achrin Yilo, and everything else becomes not included over here. So therefore it can't mean that we're saying that it was Geneva and then Shor. Either way, we're stuck. And for the Gemara, seemingly deliciously, Amarava, Tana Achayim Kasamich. This Tana is relying on the fact that it has the word Chayim afterwards. Now it becomes a Klal, Prat Uklal. Geneva, which is a Klal, Shor, which is a Prat, and Chayim, alive, anything alive, which is a Klal. So it's a Klal, Prat Uklal, which is, comes to now be more inclusive. In fact, the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Vaha lo dami klal abasa klal kama. The second klal, general principle, is not like the first one. Rashi says, the lo kail ela bali chayim leklala kama demashma kol davar. The first klal, when it says geneva, is including anything that's stolen. The last one is talking about chayim, which is also anything alive, but it's excluding things that aren't, which means it's a different type of klal that we're continuing over here, so it's not really a klal prat to klal. Says we know ha tana de Rabbi Shmuel who he holds that even if they're a little different, the chiyav a gavna daris klal prat, even in the chay gavna, in this such a situation where it's a little bit different the klal, we can still go ahead and learn out one from the next. Now back to our what we're talking about with Rav over here, the hachi kakashile. The real issue, pardon, the real issue he has over here was, what if the Torah to come and say, if being found, will it be found? This seems to be doubling up over here. Why would you need to do such a thing? So now Rav is going to replay the whole thing over here to understand what's going on and how the question is. Yomar Shor Ugineva V'chayim V'kol B'chlal. Why don't we say Shor, Gineva, Chayim, and everything would be included over here. We never klal prat uklal. We don't have to say anymore. Ilu Kain says going no, but Ilu Kain this Yomer would have said ma prat mefurish davar hakaros legalim mizbeach. Aye, but the prat, which is the shore, which is something that's brought in the mizbeach, af kol karv legalim mizbeach. So to everything has to be something that can be brought on mizbeach. Ma yesh lahavi. What would it be that this klal prat to klal is coming to include seh. It's coming to include the seh. Kishomer seh, but then the pasuk says straight up seh. Hare seh omer was already said. Hama ani mekayim geneva. So therefore, how do we understand the klal, which is saying the word geneva and also saying chayim? The rabbis called over. It's coming to include everything that's a metaltalin that is as damim. It's worth something. And therefore, we say so. Yomer geneva v'shor v'seh v'chayim v'kol b'klal, and everything is included over there. So why is it you have to say im himatze yimatze? Why do I have to say it all together? Ilukeni yisomer. If that's the case, what we said ma pratmo first davar kolish bebchora af kol davar kolish bebchora. I would have said that just like the prat, the specific thing, the shor and the se is something that is connected to bechor. It's just to everything that's connected to bechor, but things that are not connected that wouldn't be included. And so then says Gemara. So in fact, the Gemara, Mayish l'chalahavi, what would this klal part of klal coming to do? What would it include? Chamor. It's coming to include a chamor. Kishom a chamor. But then when it says chamor, chamor, it's already said. Hamani mekayim geneva. So how do I understand when it says the klal of the word geneva and chai? There's l'ravas kol davar is coming to include everything. So yomer geneva v'shor v'seh v'chamor v'chayim b'kol b'klal, and everything is included over there. Why do you have to say im he matzei you matzei? Why do I have to use those words over there? Ilukein, if that's Cain, you say yomer, I would have said ma prat meforesh bali chayim. The prat, meaning the shor, the seh, the chamor, are living things. Av kol bali chayim, therefore it include all living things over here. But other type of metaltalin that are not like that wouldn't be included. Ma'ish chalahavi, what would that come to include? Shar ba'le chayim, other living things. Kishom chayim, it says chayim. Chayim omer, it's already said. Hamani mekayim geneva, what do I do with the word geneva? L'rabbis kol davar is coming to include everything. So now here comes our question. Imi matzei ti matzei lamali. Why do I need this doubling up if it's being found, will be found to come teach us this things that are metaltan also? Why do I need it? That is what's the question is going on. Beep, fact, turn the page. I'm on the base. Ihachi shapir kashile. Taka, good question. I wouldn't need that extra pasuk to tell me this principle that you pay kevel for. It's why is it there? It says Gemara, mishum de isle pircha, because we actually have a kasha over here. Oh, l'rabos kol davar mehecha kamaisi le. Where do we learn that to include everything? Miklal Basa, from the second klal. It's all coming up from the second klal. Klal agufei chayim ksivbe. But in the last klal, it says chayim, which means only live things. Klal pratu klal, my kamahanile. So how does it come to help anymore? Elias sui kol davar, everyone says coming to include everything. Hachayim ksiv, bale chayim in. That's what you need to have the pasuk. Bam! Frak the Gemara Amri. I have a hoshte klolos to smiche adadinenu. But then it comes out, these two klolos are now right next to each other. Says Rashi, he matze ti matze. Vehechi matze lemidrash mi nayu klal patakla. How are you going to go darshan klal patakla then? I'm Ravina kadami b'marava. Like they say, b'marava. When you're very too close, they're next to each other. Hatel prat b'neim, you put a prat that is between them. When you have like a klal, and a prat afterwards, you put that in between. Vidunim b'klal prat, you darshin it as klal prat. Shtei shor bein himatze limatze. You put the word shor in between the two of them. Lasuimai, what's coming to include? Ilasu b'lechaim, when it comes to include b'lechaim. Mechaim nafka, that we learn from Chaim. El elsui, davar shein b'lechaim, something which is not b'lechaim. Ujoshachi, and you explain this follows. Something that's not life, no life, just inanimate object. Ma prat mefurish davar hametaltel v'gufa mamon, just like the prat. We're talking about the ox that we just put in the middle over there is something that is a metaltalin and it has value on its own. Af kol davar shemetaltalin b'gufo mamon. V'su shtei chamor b'ini matzei t'matzei. Then you throw the chamor between the two of them and we do klal part to klal. Asui ma'ar, what's coming to include? I l'asui davar shein bali chayim. Mishor nafka, that we already learned that from shor. El l'asui davar mesuyim, it's coming to include something that has a simen. Rashi says, ein el l'asui davar mesuyim, ein aval davar shein mesuyim lo. We learn from the Revoy. V'lo mimashmuusa diyesh behemos harbe shein behen simon. Dimashmuusa dekra nafke tipik me ke'en aprat deshor. Now, said the Gemara. Yachi, if that's the case, seh lamili, why don't you use the word seh for? What's it doing there? We know that kefil is going to apply to anything which is metatlin, has some sort of value. What do you need it for? Ella, get ready for it. Ribu, riba, umiyet v'riba. The way we learned it out is from a riba, which means an amplification, umiyet, and it's limiting, and mi and riba again. Kidatana de Rebbe Yishmael, the Tana de Rebbe Yishmael. Bamayim, shtei pa'amim. Rashi brings down. We're talking about over here, the pasuk is found of Vayikra. Ezze tochlu mikol asher bamayim. This you can eat whatever's in the water. Kol asher lo sapir v'kaskeses. Anything that has fins and scales. Bamayim, that's in the water. Bayamim v'anachalim osam tochelu. So we have the word bamayim that comes up two times. Ein ze klalaprat. It's not a klalaprat. El riboy umiyat riboy. Riboy akol. And therefore, what happens is including everything, which means all different types of waters. Any place where it develops in the water, it's going to be chayav, whatever water it is. My Rabbi, what's it coming to amplify? What are they coming to include over here in Kefel? Rabbi, call me, it's coming to include everything. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi, Prati Lamali. If that's the case, why do I need the Pratim over here? Why do I need the Shor, the Seh, the Chamor? Chadamuti Karka, one's coming to exclude Karka, land. Chadamuti Avadam, slaves. Chadamuti Shtaros, that these things are not included in Kefel. Geneva v'chayim l'chitarav, and the words Geneva, stolen, and chayim, and live, alive, we don't need anymore for a klal. That's going according to Rav. D'amar achie l'keren ke'en sheganav. We say, bring back, revive the principle like it was when he stole it. Meaning, you have to give it back whatever you stole, and whatever it went down in value, pay the difference to bring it back to what it was at the time that you actually stole it. Now, back in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, we had a machlokes and two different prices there, and we had the Tana of one of them had brought out the whole shtickle that we just dealt with. That's what we just finished off over here. That when the pasuk says, you must say, you have to go ahead, whatever you have, a shor, a chamor, a chayim, you have to pay kefel. That's how we understand according to the first one. The question is, how do we know the other Tana was going to understand this pasuk? Ulaman da Amr, Chad beganav, Chad betoyintain is ganav. According to one who says that the pasuk is talking about somebody who's a ganav and one who claims that the thing was stolen, but really he's the ganav. The ganav atzmo nafkale me im yimotze a ganav, and therefore he learns out that the things from an actual ganav is going to have to pay kefil. He learns it from im yimotze a ganav, hi im himotze timotze me darishbe. What is he? Dashem from that. Mibay lech l'drava bar achiloi. Damer rava bar achiloi. My time of the Rav. What is the pshat of Rav? Damer. Moda b'kenas. V'achakach bo edim potter. That a person who's moda b'kenas, he admits to a kenas. We know the principle is moda b'kenas potter. Someone admits to the fact that he did something and there was a kenas involved. He's going to be potter for paying it. But if edim came along and they said it, he's going to be chayev. The question is, what happens if moda b'kenas and then edim come? He says he's going to be potter. D'chseyev, why? Because it says, himotze timotze. Im himotze be'edim timotze be'dayanim. If the geneva is found through edim, in other words, it's made known to us through edim, or it says, im t'chila timotze be'edim timotze kefel shu kenas be'dayanim. Then he's going to be chayv to be kefel. Prat l'marshiyah. That's not excluding somebody who's marshiyah himself, who admits it himself. Rashi says, alfa pishabo edim acharikain. He doesn't pay kefil. According to one who says the pasuk is talking about both of them, both pasukim are talking about somebody who is a toin tainas ganav. The high imimotzi tomotzi mapikli the ganav atzmo. We one talking about the ganav himself pays kefil. Mashiach atzmo. You know, how do we know someone who makes himself into Russia that he doesn't have to pay the kenas? Me asher yashuin Elohim. The one that the judges find guilty, he has to pay kefa. Flor Mashir's Atzma, but it's not someone else who does it, right? Someone who does it to himself, but rather the ones that they do it. Frekta Gemara, Mandar, Machad Beganav, Chad Betorin Gantan is Ganav, Daisi Lei, Mehi Motzi Timotzi, the Mashir's Atzma. He learns out Mashir's Atzma, he's not going to have to pay the fine. Hi, Shoshun, my Darishpe, what is he going to dash it from me? Because we already learned out the principle. Amalcha, he says, Ahumi Bai Lei Lamoda Bekanas the Pater. He needs that to tell us. That one who admits to being chayiv, that to a kenas, that he doesn't have to go and pay the kenas. Uman damer tavar b'toin tanis ganav, and the one who says that both of them, both the psukim, we're talking about the case of a toin tanis ganav, that someone who says, yeah, it was stolen from me, but really he was a thief. Kosav moda b'kenas v'achakach bo edim chayiv. He would say that one who admits to being chayev to a knas, and then Edom come and testify to him, he's going to be chayev to pay. In fact, the Gemara, Lamanda Amar Chad Beganav, Vechad Bekhoyntan is Ganav, the Nafkali Ganav Mehosam, who learns out Kefel of a Ganav from there, Bishlam Imotzi Tamatzi L'chadurav Abayi Loi. We understand that Imotzi Tamatzi, we need it for that words, which Rabbi L'Rav Abayi Loi says, that someone who is mode to a Kenas is going to be Pater, even if Edom come. Aval Kohani Pati Lamali. Why do I have to have all these patim over here of the shor and the chamor and the seh? Rashi says that almost at the bottom of the page, kohani pati lamali ilim ute karkos. If you want to say it's coming from my karka and avodim and shtaros, kedam like we said, ha'im itu lahu lahanach mehanach prati. We learn it from the other patim. Dechsive baal called baal called over pesha. Says, and for the Gemara, because the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, call parshas and emeres of nishus. Any Torah that says something and repeats it, lo nishus elo davrish and chazba, is only come to repeat in order to bring out something that was new that was taught. And that is, says Rashi, shenis chadish ba im himatzi be edim, he was found through edim, timatzi be dayanim prata moda bekenas, which is coming to be excluding someone's moda bekenas. In fact, the Marvina Ganav atzel b'shvua, why don't we say that the Ganav himself will not pay, says Rashi, lo yishan kefa, won't pay kefa achi yishava l'sheka until he swears falsely, holu mikroi de le'el nafka lon ganav atzma, that's where we learn it out from. And for the Gemara, lo sakadach, zoom the thought, at the time of Tenebrae, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, shnayim yishalem, shalom b'shvua. The Pasuk says, he the ganav has to pay too. This means even without any sort of shvua that's going on over there. Ata Omer, shalom b'shvua, o eino ela b'shvua. It's without a shvua, even with a shvua. Amart lo kachaya. Must be that's not what the pasuk actually meant. My lo kachaya. What does it mean that's not what the pasuk meant? Amar Abaye lo lichta vechmona shnei mishalim beganav. Don't write the idea of shnei mishalim beganav veleisei bekavachomer mitoyin tanis ganav. Let's learn from a kavachomer of toyin tanis ganav. Someone who claims that something was stolen and really he's the one who stole it that he has to pay kefil. Ma toyin tanis ganav de behetera asili day, where the thing came to his hand with mutter. In other words, you gave something in my hands to watch over, and then I steal it. But it came beheter. Amar kol shalom shir. I have to go and pay double. Ganav atzma de beisura asili day. It came to his hand by yisur lo koshkin. Of course, he has to pay. Elishnai mishalim because vachmona beganav atzma lamili. What do I need it? The afilu shalom b'shvua must be teaching us that even if it was done without a shvua, he's still going to have to go and pay. In fact, the Gemara of Ahai, Imhi Matzi L'Hachi Udasa, Haimi Ba'ili L'Chidetanya, you want to tell me that Imhi Matzi over here, that's going to be found, is coming to teach us this idea that we brought earlier? We're using that word, these pasuk that teaches the whole Zach. You want to tell me that's what it's used? Haimi Ba'ili L'Chidetanya, you do for something else. Yado, the pasuk is talking about paying Kefel, that Imhi Matzi Yimatzi, it says, Biyado, means in his hand, Yado, then he has to pay double. Beep, turn the page. Samech, hey, Ainli Eliyado. I only know that it's going to be chayav to pay kefel if he steals it with his actual hand. Gago chatzev kafifo minayin. How do we know that he stole it through, that he's going to be kefel if he steals it with his gag, his roof, his courtyard, his kafifo, his area, his closed area? That means to say if someone else's animal, let's say, comes into one of these areas over here, and then the owner goes and locks it inside, he's going to be chayef to pay kefal. How do you know? If it is found, in any event, however that is. Imkain, if that's really true, matzi timatzi is coming to teach you only one din. That's a cash over there, so we use it for something. No, imkain, that's you, limakra, oh, he matze. Oh, si matze, ti matze. Midishani kra. Shma mina tarti. Why does it say imi matzi timatzi? Let it say himatzi himatzi or timatzi timatzi. The fact is himatzi timatzi. The fact that it makes a switch for this from entirety, we'll learn out these two principles. Everything that we dashed in before, and even someone who steals not with his hand is still going to be chayef to pay kefal. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great day.